is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Love You Hairy movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Love You Hairy movies.
I'm Dan, and you know what? I've had a little bit of a change of heart here. No, I still despise Hallmark Love You Hairy movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast. Yep. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Everybody, I know you probably have your Valentine's hangover this morning.
Yeah, so this is probably tough for you to hear our voices
in the morning.
Yeah, but we're here.
I would say
that's one of the least good massacres of them.
The St. Valentine's Day massacre? Yep. You think that's a bad massacre?
Of them, popular, but not great.
All right, I hate to do this because it could cost us our TVPG and really all our listeners, but what would you consider to be a good massacre?
It's a trap.
I've seen this.
Go for it. I've got somebody hold me back. I'm going to go for it. Only the time I just get up there and slay, am I right?
Good save.
St. Valentine's, though, they had it coming.
They did.
Man, can I just say this for a, you know, we do a Hallmark podcast.
Do we?
For a company that, you know, basically created Valentine's Day from everything I gather.
Yeah, to sell cards.
They do spectacularly.
Brandon trying to say spectacularly. Take three.
Spectacularly.
No.
Sheesh. Okay, give me one more. Set me up.
Take four, action.
Can someone say it?
Spectacularly?
Spectacularly.
Nicely done.
What was my point? They don't do much on the Hallmark Channel for this holiday that they created.
Synergy that's happening between Crown Media and Hallmark the cards.
You know, if they called us, we could make that synergy happen.
What would be your big pitch, pal, for Valentine's Day Hallmark Channel? Let's get on the board.
Okay. Every watcher that day gets chocolate from us.
From every watcher? Hallmark.
Everyone who tunes in.
Are we Hallmark at this point?
Yeah. Well, so if they hire us to pitch, so I sit there and I go, we send them out chocolate.
So your pitch is we give it away. We just give all the chocolate away.
Everyone would tune in anyway. Everyone would tune in, though.
What if we do this? I think this is probably the way to do it. In between these hours, scan, like do the QR code like they did last night on the Super Bowl. Scan it, and if you scan it in between this window, you'll get free chocolate by tonight's premiere.
Yeah. You see,
and a premiere and
I tossed the idea out. You made it reality. This is synergy.
This is synergy right here.
And then Dan, I feel like we're missing something, so bring it home. How do we...
I actually tuned out at what you said.
Did you really?
I did.
Boy, when we start making a lot of money from Hallmark, guess who's not getting any?
There's a QR code between these hours, and when they scan it, what do they get?
They will get candy delivered to them before the premiere that night.
So why during just a certain set of hours?
So we're not giving away all day.
Well, no, yeah.
We know who's actually...
Oh, and what you do is you throw in one grand prize winner that they have to watch the movie to get that announcement. So everyone that scanned in gets candy delivered, but one person is grand prize winner.
This is why we are just a podcast.
This is how we do it. Sorry.
Give me some more, please. Right, Dane. guys, what do you think about that bowl?
Oh, man. Of them?
More soup or more bowl?
Soup. Bowl. I had way too much soup.
I had the old Pizza Hut spicy pizza.
What'd you think?
It's spicy.
It is.
It's like a build. It's a heat that builds.
But then in your belly, inferno.
Yeah. Yeah. After about four pieces, I started shoveling some peppers off because I felt like it was overwhelming the pizza. And it was delicious, though. The flavors are there.
I ate the whole pie.
Can I ask you guys this?
And I regretted that.
As someone who's not a fan of peppers, I don't enjoy the taste.
Yeah.
How spicy is it without the peppers on it? Because I want the spice.
Some kick.
Okay.
There.
So I'm not, like, obviously it's not the way that they intended it, but I would still enjoy it, right?
I would be willing to eat. I would be more willing to eat the pizza again without the peppers, because I felt like the peppers, the texture of them wasn't enough to cancel out the spice. I thought the texture was weird on them.
Oh. I didn't have any problem with the peppers.
I love a good hot pepper. But
oh my gosh, it was so good.
I thought the taste of the pizza was there. That spicy marinara, I would just order that on pizza all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not an everyday boy.
No kidding.
All right, guys, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Are you guys ready?
Let's eat.
Put on your red shoes and
eat.
It's let's eat. You guys ready to talk about the wedding veil?
So ready,
bro. The other day, I had the Little Caesars brownie cookie dough. I just realized that. They're brownie, but they have cookie dough over the top cookie for the frosting.
What is, can I stop you right here? Because I have not heard about this. Is it... So it's brown.
It's a brownie.
So here's the only dessert piece I've ever had. And it's the one that got, not I've ever had, but the
God
the
intended
one,
pizza in
pizza chocolate, in oh, yeah, chocolate chip yeah. pizza. Undercooked.
That's right. Yes, it's delicious.
The rest of pizza in can go kick rocks, but that dessert pizza.
Oh, please.
I had Little Caesars brownies. And then it's brownie. And then they put cookie dough.
Didn't we try this? Didn't I get on a whim on one lunch with the boys?
There's no way we got anything with cookie dough all over the top. No, I would have been.
What did we try?
Had M&M's. You could do either M&M's on the top.
We did M&M's on the top. We did this.
The Twix.
We did M&M's on the top.
The Twix is the better one.
Dan, we did try this.
I think we did.
It came in a little 4-pack box. Yes.
Yeah, it's just okay.
They're not great.
Just okay.
Yeah, I thought they were okay.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're just, but yeah. Somebody said the dessert. Gosh, the dessert.
I need a chocolate chip pizza now. Stat. You guys ready?
Have you ordered it?
Ordered what?
The dessert.
Get it delivered.
Is that a thing we can do?
Why don't you DoorDash
pizza,
and find out?
Pizza in, dessert, a $5 pizza. The DoorDash going to bring that out?
Just look into it real quick.
Why don't you get on it?
You ain't going to miss much. The wedding veil unveiled. originally aired on February 12th, 2022, and it went a little something like this. It's the start of the movie, which means the big three are together for a few minutes, you know, talking about Lacey, Autumn, and Allison, also known as Emma Tracy and Lacey Chabert.
Emma Tracy Lacey.
Emma is packing to go to Italy and is bringing the veil with her, hoping that she'll be able to find out more about it. We find out that Emma recently broke up with her boyfriend because he wanted to move to Michigan, and I guess that's reason enough. She flies to Italy on her hat, I believe. She's going to try to find out the true story behind the veil, because so far all they know is that, you know, maybe it's magical, but, you know, remember the whole painting thing and, you know, whatever. She immediately gets confused by technology, and who hasn't? But luckily, she meets a fella named Paolo, and he keeps trying to help her. She's reluctant. It's a thing over and over again for a while. Just annoyed by him. He's just always kind of there. He's like, hello, it's Paolo. Paolo, it's me.
That's funny.
So she goes to a lace shop and they immediately recognize the veil. They thought that it was destroyed. Apparently it used to be in their family. It turns out Paolo's family owns the shop. So he just shows up, takes her out to coffee, talks more about it. He says that he wants to buy it from her, and she says, no, you can let me talk to my friends. Maybe I'll just give it back to you. Because some things in life aren't, it's not about the money. That's what we say in America. Americans always giving away stuff for free. They're all like, you should go back to the original owners. We understand type of thing. So they give it back to the family. But she's still interested in how the veil made it into the Avicii painting. You guys remember?
I took a pill.
It's all over.
How'd the veil get in the painting? She tracked it down, like his journals or something, some biography thing about Avicii. And Paolo joins her because it's all not in English, and so he's going to translate that good stuff. She's also teaching a class about art. And
American art, thank you very much.
And like all the kids want to do is talk about pop art. And she's like, you got to learn about the Revolutionary War first. It's the good stuff. She hangs out with Paolo some more, and they drink wine and talk about their lives. She tries this new thing with her students where she tries to relate to what the students are into, and it works. They figure
That's never worked for me. Has it ever worked for you?
It's never worked.
No, that doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
They figure out more stuff about the veil. It is very interesting. She... she helps this one student stay in school. That's super cool of her. Paolo shoots his shot, but she's like, it's a no-go. I can't risk having my heart broken again. Last guy didn't want to go to Michigan. Michigan, long distance is a no-go. The family gives the veil back to her, saying, we think that you, like, let the luck see what happens. The family also decides that they should open a lace shop in New York City. He goes to find Emma on a train. The train starts moving. He jumps on. He's like, I don't think our story's over. And he's like, New York is way closer than Italy. So, like, in relation, that's barely long distance. So, logically, I'm with him on that one. And she's like, well, you jumped on a train for me, so it's worth a try. Cut to 6 months later, they're getting married.
No.
She's rocking the veil. She finds, she gives the veil to Tracy because she's up next, her movie next week. Get ready for it, everybody. Vixter. The Vixter in the house.
The Vixter.
Hulkamania. We find...
What?
In my mind, Vixter gets the Hulkster.
I don't understand.
Gets the Hulkamania.
I don't know how you got there, but okay.
I just explained it. It's clear as crystal. We find out that they're going to open the store in Chicago instead, and Emma says that she believes in the power of the veil. Tracy says y'all are dumb. They toast, and Emma and Paolo kiss, and that, my friends, was the wedding veil unveiled. Guys, let's take a...
We did it. We did it.
Let's take a... Did you find out about the pizza?
You can get it delivered in about an hour if that's a route you guys want to go. I'm fine without that route this evening, but if you really want it,
would you partake?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm out.
If we're not gonna
Captain
do a three way
killer over here. Oh, is that fun? Bang! No, it's not.
I will.
Oh, are you having a good time over there? Bang!
Oh, dessert pizza? No.
Bring in the cannons, boys!
Kaboom! Kaboom! Get your gun out here.
Oh, I see somebody's having a good time. Let's drop a bomb on it.
Boom. What's that? A break?
Did the fun cannon guys lead us to break?
That's they did. Impressive. And then they brought us back.
Wow. Yeah. Man. It's next level. Great, man.
Guys, let's talk about Wedding Veil Unveiled, the second of the Wedding Veil movies. Mm. I will give an extra Valentine for anyone who can tell me the name of the next Wedding Veil.
Legacy.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. I think I saw it in the thing.
Yeah. Legacy.
That's right.
Man, it really makes the first Wedding Veil just lack some luster. Huh?
Wedding Veil and then Unveiled.
Unveiled. Yeah,
that's what makes it
Legacy.
Legacy. It's a legacy. Pana, let's start with you. Let's start with the hot take. This is the good news.
Yeah.
You know how crypto is crashing?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Your hot takes are not.
Oh, that's good. Ooh, that's good.
They're on the rise.
I hope you bought on the dip, boys.
Which I always buy on the dip, yeah. And then you hold. I'll say this. The Panda hot take NFTs coming out soon.
Ooh, be ready.
Yep. Be ready for that, because we know what they are.
That's for sure.
Panda.
We would never steer you wrong. That's a clue. We would not ever steer you wrong. Try to keep up, boys. Steer.
We're playing chess.
Are NFTs scavenger hunts?
Murr.
You're going to get the horns.
Giddy up.
Yeah. NFTs.
Guys, we're giving too
we
much
know
away.
What they
we're
are.
Giving too much away. We're giving too much about the NFT away. Did someone say horse? Panda?
Yeah.
Hot take. Give it to us, pal.
Yeah. So, guys, this is the second movie about a veil.
Yes.
It's the story of a veil.
It is 200% more veil than I have ever seen in my life.
200% more. Wow.
Just this collection of movies. Up to this point, was unaware that I have never seen a movie about a veil. I've now seen 200% veil. And I'm at 100% certainty that it's unfortunate that I'm going to see a third one.
Man, the math checks out, I guess.
It does.
I'm tracking over here. Yeah.
Listen, this movie, for some reason, actually held my interest more than the first one. I actually did not mind this one as much as I thought. I thought I was going to really hate this movie. I didn't hate it. I think it's ridiculous. I thought it was absurd. I think that Autumn Reeser, and what's the guy's name?
Paolo is his name in real life.
Paolo. Paolo, I thought was great. Yeah. He was charming. The location's really pretty. Here's the problem. Their chemistry together is really solid. I really enjoyed that. The problem is the mystery to me about the veil is so boring. It's so astronomically dull. And I don't care. When they were talking about lace, and I think it's cool. They make the lace, but we had a lot of lace talk. And it was a lot more. And so what this movie essentially amounts to is an hour and a half of two people sitting around talking about a veil, talking about lace, watching her try to teach a college course on art. And it's just, it's not very compelling. However, their dynamic and their chemistry isn't bad. I think they're cute together. But man, it, you know, so for what it's worth, it's that. It's a little better
for
than
what
the first
it's one. Worth. It's that.
No, that's true.
You said it, friend.
That's so true. Panda, I couldn't agree more with everything you just said. I could not care less. If I try, I could not care less about this veil. So that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Seeing as how it's crux
the whole movie. Yeah, that's
of
a big
this
problem,
trilogy.
Brand. Yeah.
But I did like these two leads more than the last Wedding Veil's two leads. Lacey and Kevin. I didn't. Is that Kevin?
Yeah.
Gary. Yeah.
Gary.
And you know, I felt like of all of the location movies we see, I felt like they used a location well. Like we actually get a gondola?
Yeah.
A gondola scene it was shot on a gondola. That's like it was on a green screen. It looked good.
Yep. You know
good.
All about the canals in the city states,
oh my
right?
gosh. Oh. I wish we talked more about them.
No kidding.
Big legacy.
So, Italy and Italian people like doing things. So that's good stuff. So kudos to them. I felt like they actually went somewhere and they did something and it served a purpose. But unfortunately, that purpose was a veil that I don't care about. So that's a problem. I'm not looking forward to next week, and that hurts me to my core. I will say, I feel like we're going in the right direction. I like Sweeney. I love Vixter. So I feel
Hulkster,
like
you mean?
I feel like we're going somewhere. I feel like next week could, you know, and then she's playing the one who clearly does not care a rip about this veil and doesn't believe it. So well,
they don't like her boyfriend though. Like they are definitely tepid on her Darren or whatever his name
Darren.
Is. His name's Darren. He's not getting her, right? Like that's right.
No. Yeah. Vic's gonna step in.
Yeah.
The Hulkster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wish it wasn't.
Yeah, I think we all wish it
but
wasn't.
But I wish the movie next week was happening, but like removed. Because I do want to see Allison Sweeney and Vixter together, but just not
about a veil.
Just not about a veil. I'm 100% tapped out on veil.
Yep. Could not be more over a veil. Yeah. Couldn't be more over a veil. And I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. Aside from, I would contend one point. I do think that Reeser and Paolo are fine. Like they are.
Yep.
This movie's god awful. It's terrible. I don't think that Lacey and Kevin McGarry are worse than these two. I think the movie that they're saddled with is worse. Like
that's fine. Whatever you want to call it.
The veil is bad in both movies. Mm-hmm. The talk of the veil is bad, but this movie has Italy. This movie has Italy.
Yep.
That's what it has. If you put Kevin McGarry and Lacey Chabert there, I don't think that they're worse together than these two.
Here's where you're wrong there. Well, one,
Paolo is Italian, and so you get a little bit of
and his, he's not doing a fake Boston accent.
No, he isn't.
But it's also that movie. I don't think you remember how many times he was, how wishy-washy he was.
But
he was in, he was out, he was in, he was out.
This guy is the opposite of that in every way.
Which so was nice.
He's just there all the time.
He's like, very present.
Hey, you there? You need something? Anything you need? Like, I just, it didn't do much for me, but the Italy and the two of them, I guess, make it better than the first one. This movie did feel like an eternity to me. Like, I want to be very clear. Like, you guys have said some nice things about this movie. It felt like an absolute eternity. It felt like a slog. I honestly thought it was over with two breaks to go. It just because it was better than that thing we watched last month doesn't make it good, in my opinion. I cannot, in my heart of hearts, condone another Veil movie. I don't know how I'm going to sit through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out next Sunday.
Man, you know what's going to be tough is like, when would our first ranking would be? End of March?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. That ranking episode is going to be a tough one.
Man, there's some real stinkers.
Yeah.
I mean, just some bull out there.
The quarterly ranking episode, which I guess
gonna be,
if you had me rank a top five, I would not give you a top five right now. I don't think there's been five movies worthy of a top five. How many movies
did we start at six?
There's only been like four or five movies total, right? That's it.
There's been that Jen Lilly masterpiece.
Been five. Four January one
here. Yeah.
No, they're all bad.
We'll, I think we'll end by the end of March. I mean, I think only as of right now, there's only two movies announced for March.
Good gracious. So,
what are we doing over at Hallmark?
Better than, I mean, Welcome to Mamas didn't look great.
But welcome to Mamas.
It's gotta
here's,
be better than
here
this.
Is what we
is
know.
Is there no Veil? Then here, I'm in.
Here's what we know is coming out. We know we got a Tyler Hines
Autoracer movie. Was she in Italy and they were just like, film two?
I don't know. Did he go to Italy for it?
I thought that was in Italy.
Yeah.
Because it's Giada De Laurentiis is the producer.
Really?
Yeah.
Tyler's in Italy?
I don't know if he's in Italy currently, Brandon.
But he was shooting in Italy?
I thought he was.
I could be wrong. I'm sure the double deckers on the chat will fix it.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's Italy.
Okay. Great. Keep going. What else you got?
And then I'm very excited about the, we don't usually do the mysteries, but you know we're going to have to do the Andrew Walker, Nikki DeLitch.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some things coming up I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And then at a point, I guess we got to do more North to Home.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
Well, we've really done it with Homeward Bound lately. I will say that.
Dude.
Come out of the gate hot.
Sissy the Cat.
What's that, Sassy?
Sassy the cat.
Sissy. You know, we don't want to talk about Sissy. There's a whole...
I told you!
No.
You mentioned Sissy, no. I'm out!
Yeah. Fair enough. That's fair. That's more than fair.
You don't want me out. Things will just go off the deep end. Just that over and over again.
Trace, is this you out, though?
Does that answer it?
That does answer it.
Let's get to all the feels. As part of the show, we talk about one of those people that gave us feels. Panda?
So,
the Veil, man. Let me tell you.
Right? Let me tell you about this Veil.
It just gets more and more beautiful.
Here's what I did like.
And important.
I come from an Italian family. My mom and dad, or my dad's side of the family, Italian. When you go over to... My family's home, they're in Pennsylvania, and just having this group of Italians who are very loud and boisterous together talking, it was fun watching that on screen represented in some capacity. It was fun to watch that. That was fun. And it reminds me a lot of my family, just the joking and just the goofing off. It was a lot of fun to watch those scenes. I loved his family. I thought his family was charming. So I think that's what gave me feels. I will say there were several scenes where either they'll be dancing or they'll look into each other's eyes. I thought they had some good steam going on.
Good steam.
I'll say this. Probably, shouldn't work for me, but that's why I like these movies. Her saying that anybody who jumps on a moving train for me. Is worth a risk.
I mean, was that moving? Like it was.
It was hardly moving, but I liked the idea. It was a good back and forth by them. So that gave me.
Yeah.
I was looking for feels, and finally, by the end of it, it gave me something. So, kudos, Dan.
I guess the thing that stuck out to me weirdly enough was when Paolo references Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, and sings a little bit of Dancing Cheek to Cheek. Yeah, that worked good. For me yeah. for some reason. And I don't really know why. I think it was just being in Italy and him trying to reference something American, I thought really worked. I thought that was really charming. Yep. So that's what I got for you.
Let's take one more good break, and we'll be right back. Here on that tournament. Get up, everybody.
Okay.
It's time for the Wait What? Stand and cheer. Yay. It's time for the part of the show we talk about one of those people. We just go, Wait What? And I'll start with you, Panda. Panda, what you waiting and what you want?
Unfortunately, there's quite a few Wait What's in this one, guys.
What?
I know, shocking.
Man, I feel like I zoned out for 10 minutes at a time and I still had a page away.
Yeah, I want to start off. They say a lot of really questionable things in this movie. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. At first, one of the very first things she says, Autumn shows up and she can't go to one of the initial shops because it shut down because, and I want to get this straight, somebody's had a baby. And so they just shut down the shop as they're in recovery. And she goes, wow, I guess everything really does run on its own timetable here. What? How is that having a baby and shutting down your shop indication of what Italy does in terms of its timetable? Like, that happens, right?
Goes on its own timetable.
It goes on its own timetable.
Yeah.
She says, and this is an American expression. I'm confused about what is and what is not an American expression versus an Italian expression.
Oh my gosh.
She says, not everything is for sale. And she goes, that's an American expression. And I want to be clear. And he does look baffled by the saying, which makes me like, do you not understand the metaphor? I thought this was a fairly universal human sentiment. Not everything is for sale, but maybe it's American. Who knows? I don't know. Can we agree she's not a great professor? That she sits there and says, the 19th century, let's just skip it for art?
Yeah, no. She's not a good professor for a number of reasons. I think, you know, skipping an entire century of American art when we've only had 2.5 centuries... I think that does make the list, Panda, yes. Hey, let's skip it. Yep. Let's skip 40% of our nation's history and art. Well, I'll just skip it.
And what has to be, I think, up there for one of the dumbest moments in a Hallmark movie, she's sitting around the table with his family, and she says, Italy has contributed so much to us. She goes, we've gotten the Renaissance, and we've gotten pasta.
Yeah.
To which, and this hurts, one of the family members goes, I could tell you're a professor.
Yeah.
And I want to be honest with you.
Yep.
A fifth grader who's gone through the fifth grade and who's eaten at Olive Garden knows that same amount of information.
What happens if you, like, what would you have to say for them to not think you're a professor? Italy's given us a lot. The pizza pie? Hot dogs? Organs. what would you have to say?
I don't think you're a professor at all.
I don't know if Italy's given at least two of those things. Probably not three. They've given us asphalt, mailboxes, sunroofs. What are you talking about, Stan?
No.
They've given us these things. Look it up. They've given us so much.
Renaissance. Pasta. Thank you. Thank you for that. Last thing I have is when she found out that the maid died and that the maid had a grandson, Apollo is very shocked and he goes, you did all that in a day. And I would like to just submit to you that you can find all that information out with a Google search or ancestry.com.
That's right.
In roughly 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So not sure if maybe Paulo just needs to revisit what tech can do for us.
Rena from the chat says it wasn't the shop that was closed. It was a museum. And at that point, I am back on board.
I'm back on board with the timetable then. That's on me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Things move their own timetable.
Thank God for Brother Decker's watching live in the chat.
Yeah, that's great.
And this show would be awful without him.
No, I know.
Guys, I'm
back. Still not good.
It's
good,
but it's better than awful.
Yep.
I mean, Italy has given us a lot. Nylon.
Yep.
Flat screen TVs.
I love corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob for sure. Chicken cordon bleu.
Oh my gosh. Italian KFC double down?
Double down. Sorry, you ready?
I'm baffled by the booking kiosk because the problem, reason why she can't get her order to go through is that she didn't know about the date, how things are ordered in the date. So she was putting, you know, October 3rd or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not what that is. Why would that, Matt? Why? you would still be able to order the ticket. It would just be for a wrong day.
That's right.
What if the kiosk is like, you got the day wrong. The kiosk is just doing you a solid there. This is wrong. Then you shouldn't be able to pick the date.
No.
If the order won't go through because you picked the wrong date, you should not be able to pick the date.
That's exactly right.
I just was baffled by this.
I think she just kept pressing the red button, though. She just kept pressing the red button.
I don't think the excuse he gave was the right one because she's just pushing buttons. Was this a social distant wedding? Did you see how far apart the chairs were?
There was a lot happening at that wedding.
It was very spread out.
Yes.
Like, this is like, our chairs are closer than the chairs were at the wedding.
That's crazy.
It was wild. It was not 6 feet, but it was a smooth 3. I don't know if this is true. This is not, I don't claim to know about things. But New York is on a coast.
Yes.
Is Chicago a bigger distribution center of lace than a coastal bearing?
Here's what
city,
I'll tell you.
Big city of New York City. Chicago inland is a bigger distribution center for lace.
Bigger market. I could buy the bigger distribution center only because I worked at UPS in St. Louis, Missouri, and it was like the second or third largest UPS hub in the country. So typically distribution centers and hubs where they have to distribute things across the country are not on a coast.
Okay.
There's somewhere in the middle of the country.
I was thinking that ports would matter. Like you would need to get things into some sort of
port. A lot more trucks driving and planes flying. And I think that's why they do middle of the country.
Okay. Well, and they also have in-your-face lace.
In-your-face lace. Yeah, it's big time.
The main distribution center of lace.
Yeah, I mean, that's massive. Chicago, yeah.
But that would be a reason why you shouldn't move there. Because in-your-face lace is going to put them out of business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just, but they're very aggressive, too.
They're so in your aggressive. Face.
Yeah. Their commercials are wild.
Yeah.
Every single time. Hey! You want some lace? We got it! Right here! You want to go anywhere else? Kick rocks.
Great lace. White lace. Red lace.
Ace of base lace.
Now, that's hot as sun.
Apparently, there's an ace of base themed lace you can buy at In Your Face Lace, which is wild.
Wild. Yeah.
That is crazy.
If I had known that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Ernie does say that Chicago is on the Great Lakes, yeah, but it's also one of the largest distribution centers of the Midwest, which I can buy.
Yeah.
I heard it, and I just was like,
I have no problem thinking that, especially for the United States, that they would be a massive distribution center. If you want to say that they're one of the biggest in the world, bigger than New York, then I would probably have a problem. But for the United States, if they're trying to expand their business to the United States, Chicago would allow them to distribute to the whole country.
That's fair. I'm glad that we talked this through.
I am too.
And listen, sometimes wait what's aren't just about, you know, they wrote the wrong word. Sometimes it's just about about critical thinking.
Yep. What we never joke about is getting our wait what's right.
That's exactly right.
That's
true. Dan?
Except all the time. They choose a weird time to use subtitles for the only time that I think I've seen it all movie. They literally speak Italian for, you know, 10% of the movie. And they use it for one word. And the word they use it for is all right.
They did.
He says the Italian word for all right as they walk off. Like, she's like, you want to come join me? And he's like, all right. And they put all right at the bottom of the screen. The rest of the movie, nah. Figure it out on your own, Guido. But in this scene, you gotta read. All right, I can't believe it.
I'm glad they're honoring the Italian heritage way they are.
Look, I love the only thing positive about these Vail movies is that we get to play another round of how reckless can we be with an antique. Autumn Reeser is just flinging that Vail around completely unprotected, like she bought it at TJ Maxx. It is absurd. She's throwing it on the bed. She's flinging it out of her suitcase. Guys, this is an antique Vail that's a family heirloom and worth a lot of money. Just act like it for 2 seconds. At the beginning of this movie, Sweeney, Chabert, and Reese are like, ooh, let's take our selfie.
I love this.
And they put the phone out, and typically Hallmark knows that when they click it, you see the selfie. But instead, we see a freeze frame picture of them taking the selfie.
Yes.
Who's taking that picture? What? Why did we get to be once removed from this?
That was my what the Hallmark, like, who's stalking them? Dude,
I didn't even write that down because it happens on a regular basis in Hallmark.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they always showed the selfie.
They go back and forth, but this is not the first time I have seen this. And it's always just like, did they forget to take the picture? Did they lose it?
At least somebody was there to take another picture of them.
They got the picture that they actually took, and they're like, we cannot put this on TV.
No.
So just use the still from the camera.
So they get these sketches of Ariana, who's the painting that
Grande?
They found. Not Grande, different Ariana. The one that they found in Lacey Chabert's antique store, she just had that painting
hidden. Avicii?
Yeah, Avicii. They took a pill in Avicii and told Ibiza that it was all on the up and up.
Yeah, it's all cool.
So they get sketches of the drawing. They find those somewhere. Yeah. We don't need to talk about where because I don't remember. And Autumn Reeser goes, Ariana is smiling in the sketches, but not in the painting. And Paolo comes up and goes, I would have never noticed that. Never? Really? I'm pretty sure my kids reading highlights would notice it after about 30 seconds.
Spot the differences in these two photos.
You mean to tell me, Paolo, if you give that thing a stern look over for a minute and a half, you can't tell a smile from a frown, big guy?
They're identical.
These look the same to me. Boy, that is news. Hey, Autumn Reeser uses the wrong adapter or whatever in her first lecture. My man comes in hot with a fire extinguisher. It was under his desk. That kid was carrying around a fire extinguisher. What? He didn't go over and find it. He's sitting at the table. He gets up, fire extinguisher in hand.
Be prepared.
Always be prepared. Yeah. He was carrying around a portable fire extinguisher.
It's not his first lecture taught by an American.
Yeah. These, from what I understand, she's teaching an American art class to Italian art majors.
Yes.
These Italian art majors, they're in school studying art. The only two American artists that they know or care about are Warhol and Lichtenstein. Why? Why? What is that? Like, can you imagine taking a film class in Italy and being like, when are we getting to Steven Spielberg? Tell me about Steven Spielberg. There are a lot of filmmakers, guys. I like, if you're an art major, that doesn't check at all. It doesn't add up even a little bit. And then lastly, she says, listen, I'm from Chicago. I'm known for my apple pie. How are we supposed to put those two things together, Autumn? That's as bad as you being like Renaissance. And like, why does Chicago, like, come on. Like, just help me out a little bit with that. More than just being like, I'm from Chicago, so my apple pie will compete with the best of
apple pie capital of the world.
Never mind. Chicago, you know, deep dish pizza, Cubs games, and an apple pie. You know the kind.
Doggone.
Good Lord, man. Just be better. I actually have one more, if that's all right. Will you grant me?
Of course, no.
Will you grant me that?
Yeah, I'll grant it.
Are we going to let us in? Motion?
Denied.
Second. Yeah. So I really appreciate more and more that Quinceañera planning movie where they have the Cuban family eat and speak. Is it that one where they actually speak Spanish?
Yes.
Because this Italian, like hardened Italian family gets together for business meetings and only speaks English.
As you would.
They're all Italian. Are they all practicing their English? Like, is there some requirement? They're talking business, family business, and they're not using a lick of Italian. It's all just English as second language talk. And I cannot believe you're getting, Italian people are getting very, like, excited and energetic about something, and they're speaking in English?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking
about. That's right. We can't go over there to do our business. Our business is here. Just ridiculous.
Just like Italians do when they get really fired up.
Yeah.
Let's do what the Hallmark part of the show. We talk about the things that we are still wondering about, the questions that we still have that we'd love answers to. Panda?
How much English, or I'm sorry, how much Italian do you have to know in order to get a job teaching American art at an Italian university? To me, it seems as if you would need a better grasp than what she currently possesses. Man. And that's the for me, what the hallmark, because I genuinely want to know it, for anyone who's maybe taken a course overseas or done anything. I never got a chance. Is that a prerequisite? Because maybe the expectation is that the student should come in armed with knowledge. I don't know.
It's weird because it's not like, I remember being in college and like I had a few Spanish teachers. I think I had one or two that Spanish was their first language and their English was not super great, probably better than Autumn Reeser's Italian. That's why it's weird that it's just an undergrad college class. If this is like a master's American art class and like a prerequisite, then I could buy it. I didn't know. I thought it was a fairly big leap, but we are having our second wedding veil movie about a lace designer. So, you know,
what? I mean, she's next level. Like she would be like me trying to piece my through that. Yes. She probably knows a little bit more, but she clearly doesn't know like how to even read like basic Italian. I just want to know, like, I would just like to know more about that.
I don't want to keep beating the university here, but I'm baffled by this university. And, maybe this is a normal, I'm going to sound like a Bernie bro here, but if you can just roll the die financially on bringing a teacher from America to teach an art class for a few weeks, just out willy nilly, then just let the kid go to school.
Yeah.
Why are we, money's clearly not an issue here because you are just willy nilly with this. She's never done this before. Let's just see what happens. It just seemed like you either have money or you don't.
One of mine that I wrote down was 3 weeks before his entire college career is out is a weird time to call on a bill. Like that doesn't make any sense to be like, you got 3 weeks left. Now you got to pay us. But then weirder still, I'm pretty sure in Europe, all university is paid for at the undergraduate level, which means that unless he's getting a degree above a bachelor's degree, it's free. It's a free degree. I don't know why that this is happening at all now that I'm starting to think about it.
But wouldn't you also have already paid for, if you are paying, like,
yeah, you pay in advance.
You have paid in advance.
Yeah.
I've never, like, you are not 2 weeks away in my mind at that point. I don't think
there's any college in America that lets you get 3 weeks away from graduating.
But maybe that's different than in Italy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it normal, though, to just bring in a teacher from another country for just like a few weeks?
It happens here in the U.S. Like big name schools does that from time to time. They'll bring in next level. Yeah, for sure.
But not like, she didn't like, she, this but isn't.
If she's a big deal, they would have brought, the class would have been just jammed.
I guess I was still like unsure of how big of it, like how much she has done this.
Yeah.
How big of a deal she is, because it just made it seem like, oh man, I really need this to go well. Yeah. Type of a little confused. Yeah. Did we do it, boys? Did you have another?
My other one was just, they got married in 6 months and I would love to know how it moved that quickly and escalated that quickly. I mean, we didn't get anything in there and we never will, but it was like, man, that's lightning. I mean, from kissing on the train to getting married in 6 months, that was planning the wedding, the whole thing. Impressive.
That's the magic of the veil,
Magic of the veil. At least we get to see next week what happens.
That's exactly right. Guys, we did it. Congratulations. Another veil movie done. Let's do it again next week. Let's get to what the people are really tuning in for, which is the Double Decker of the Week. We did not do one last week. We did not have a normal episode like this.
Yeah.
So it's good to be back on the Google Plus. Panda doing that deep dive. Dan, who do we have today?
Ryan Brenneman.
One of the loyal Double Deckers. Panda does the deep dive. Yep. Tell us about Ryan, what his story is, and what we can maybe learn from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan has a new TV show coming out, and I think you guys are going to really like it, guys. It's called Pants on Fryer.
Pants on Fryer?
Yeah.
Is it like a monk?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It flip-flops, Dan. Every other week, it's Fryer 1 week. Fryer, as you called it, a monk. And then the other one is somebody who actually fries things.
So the pants, the fryer wears the pants, or is somebody that puts pants in a fryer?
it switches every week, Dan. This is the beauty of it. So
there's a lot of switching.
Yes. Well, to keep it fresh, Dan.
So every other week, it's pants on a monk.
Pants on a monk.
The other week, it's
pants on a friar.
And then the following third,
it's a monk wearing pants that he's also frying.
I got you.
And then the following week, it's never going to be a fry situation.
Never going to be fry.
Just want to be real clear up front.
Got it.
So it's trying really? To find the.
It would never be a fry.
Not if my math is serving me correct on every other week.
There's three things changing though.
Yes. Right.
So every other week doesn't work if there's three things changing.
At some point there will be fry. I'm not a math.
But it's going to happen.
Boy, it's going to happen
by any stretch.
But that's when they shut it down.
Okay, that's when they shut it down. Yep. So that's how long the series is.
Yeah.
Pants on fryer. Ryan.
They tailor. They find the perfect pair.
Of pants.
Yep.
Okay.
For a fryer.
Okay, what are they?
Oh, no. It depends on the fryer.
It depends on
the
you said they already found the perfect pair.
No, they find the perfect pair every episode.
Like each episode?
I love it. No, I'm on board.
No,
I thought you said they found the perfect
pair. Sorry, what is this? Is this a show?
It's a TV show.
Yeah,
TV
show.
Yeah.
You have a clip?
Oh, absolutely.
Why would we have a clip?
No, I think you'd need this.
We got a clip. What's it called
again? It's on fryer.
What's going on, everybody out there? It's time for another episode here. Fans on fryer. Fans on fryer. Here's Dan.
Oh, I can't find any pants that fit me. I can certainly help you with that, sir.
Oh, good.
I've got some stretchy pants, some belt pants, some straight leg pants, some skinny leg pants, some very skinny leg pants, and some scooper duper skin tight.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
What are you?
Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you.
Say no more. I got you. These scoop pants.
All right. That's great. Ding, ding. Order up. Was that a fry? That was a
fry. Is he somehow shopping for pants while working at the diner?
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is.
Man.
That's a great episode.
That is something.
We'll be back tomorrow with Deck the Lights from Uncorked. New old flames never die. New ones.
Boy, do they.
It's very exciting. Until then, maybe we're the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.